And speaking of waking up with blood on your hands, some people are of the mindset that life is a party. So I don't know what kinds of parties you go to. But when we set about writing this song, I actually came up with the bass part. I showed it to Rec. He really liked it. I was looking for something to kind of counteract the pop intuition of the chorus. Both parts, I think, are really cool. But I was fascinated with wordplay at the time, the syllabic play where you can sort of use sounds from one word to give the perception that another word gets by. That was while I was simultaneously working on Sally Slips. And this one, I was just trying to do the unexpected for a while, not just for the sake of being avant-garde. I was really exploring something different besides the four repetition, you know, sets of four verses that people have. And it's not that I've exhausted all of these things, I just like to push myself. There's digital drums in the background. This was done with this program called Rebirth. It's terrible. It still bothers me to listen to that. And somewhere around, we have takes of Vic doing the real drums, but we never got around to actually making that relevant because it just didn't have a place on the Crux. So here we are with The Party. And The Party kind of goes through this narrative storyline that not only emotionally and soundscape-wise flips itself, but the storyline kind of turns itself on its head a little bit. There's a little bit of a moment in reflection with the sweet red wine, yada yada. Yes, I just yada yada'd my own song. I can do that. And in the end, you know, from going from an opening line of God damn you all, you end up with something that is actually retrospectively grateful. And I thought that was a good way to close the song.